Okie dokie, those of you who are finished and back, let's find out how it worked for you and what questions you have or comments.
I'm Marilyn. Finding that I have to really focus and I'm not careful enough in making sure that I stick with the some modalities. And so that's something I need to work on myself to be more aware of some modalities as opposed to the content.
Can I tell you that almost everyone who does, who works with submodalities has that same issue to begin with. Until you've listened to people replying and worked with it a lot, you don't go, oh, they're giving me content, not submodality. So they say, it's a happy voice. And you say, what is it about the qualities of the voice that make you call it happy? Is it loud, soft, high, low? You know,
it's really a thing you're going, I haven't thought about that one.
No, and most of us.
That's what I'm finding that really have to work at it.
You know, this is considered learning to use your brain. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And my brain's going, whoa. But still willing to do it. It's been
right,
good.
Right. And so remember that presupposition we have. Anything worth doing is worth doing poorly at first. And so my wish for you is that you all did this poorly and it still worked.
And it did.
I did.
And poorly.
Sorry.
She's getting it now.
She's getting it.
Uh-huh. She is, and I like her method, her right. Tone of voice and everything.
Again, the more you use it, the easier it becomes. But I said to you, this is the first time that you've really gone out with someone. And you can imagine if your experience was such as it was in here, what it's like in the, quote, real world, when you go start asking somebody who has no idea what a sensory system is, let alone a submodality is, they're going to look at you and go, yes. Did you have a comment, Aaron?
Oh, I was going to ask about what are some of the questions that we can ask to make these distinctions.
Okay, say
what were some questions that we can use to fine tune or refine
the submodalities? Well, let's see. Do we have the questions in your book or just a list? Okay, I think we just have a list. Let me see.
Page 38.
Yeah. So if you look at the list. Okay, can we, all of you interested in this? The first thing on the visual list says brightness. So how might you ask a question that gives somebody choices to find out whether the picture is bright or not? What would you ask? Is it bright or is it dim? Now the next one, size. Is it large or is it small? Or is it medium?
Or could we ask what size is it? Or is it better to give choice?
Now, you can ask what size is it? Because that's not you're not saying, is it large?
Right.
See, that's where you really get in trouble, is if you ask just one half of it. So if you look at any of those words on that list, look at auditory. You might say, is it high-pitched or is it low-pitched? Is it fast or is it slow?
I'm trying to understand the content they give you. How to get their content in submodality form.
Okay, so give me an example.
He was pretty much saying, you would say butterflies in the stomach or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's a great example. So he's given you content, so it feels like butterflies in my stomach. What are the qualities of the sensation that lets you say butterflies in the stomach? Yeah, the qualities. The qualities. So what do you guess about butterflies in the stomach? It's probably not solid, is it? When you have butterflies in your stomach, it usually would imply, oh, there must be some kind of movement in it. But you, rather than you saying, oh, so that means it's moving, do you hear how that's installing? Instead, you might say, what is it about you, the quality that of the feeling that lets you say, it's like butterflies in my stomach? Now, do you all hear that? That's straight backtracking. Straight backtracking and asking the question about the qualities. Yeah. And that's how you get all of it. Yeah. And in the stomach, you say, okay, so you have a sensation in your stomach. Is that what you're saying? Is that where it's located? In the stomach area? And you call it butterflies. So can you describe any movement or other sensations you might have that you call butterflies? Okay? So what you're asking is for them to be more distinct about whatever it is. Because you can guess butterflies in the stomach is probably not a solid, hard feeling. It's probably a soft with movement kind of feeling that might move around. It probably doesn't just sit there. But you don't know that until you ask. What are the qualities? And I like to use the word qualities, but some people go, what do you mean qualities? Then I might give an example. You know, we're talking about, is it moving or is it still? You know, is it soft or is it hard? What's the texture of it?
Could you say something like, so when you say butterflies, what does that feel like?
Yeah. Yes.
Something like that.
And you can, and they'll say, well, you know, like butterflies. So describe what the feeling is like for you that you call better.
Yeah, so is it better to do it like that rather than the and or the or question?
Do it however you can do it to gather the information without installing it.
Yeah, I was just saying that with the or question, if you don't have to use the or question, is it less? It's less leading, right?
Are you afraid of using the or question? No. I usually go with the or question.
Okay. I was
just because it's easy.
Less leading.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be totally, it doesn't matter. Okay.
As long as there's a choice there, so you're not installing it, then you're giving them choices.
Did they need to mention one of those choices first? Because just by bringing it up, like if you say something about a sound and you say, well, is it loud or is it soft? Well, maybe they're not thinking that way. Maybe they're thinking there's like it's real sharp or it's real muff, you know, some other quality.
You can say, well, you could. I mean, the most accurate way would be to say, describe the sound. Now, a lot of people don't know what you mean when you say that. Mm-hmm. So then you might say to them, does it have something to do with the volume or the speed or the texture of it? And again, most of us never pay attention. Mm-hmm. What? That could actually be happening inside my head? Whoa, what a novel idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to help them figure out what might be there by offering different choices with the submodalities. Okay? Sebastian?
Just a quick one, maybe. How important is it to have submodalities from all three categories?
Okay.
Because I didn't get any from audio and not really one from visual. I got some from kinesthetic. And do I work with that?
I like to presuppose that a person must have all the senses represented to have a thought. But some are so out of their conscious awareness that you might have to go just with what you have. And it may be very relevant that one of the senses is missing or they're not aware of that sense. That might be how they're getting themselves into trouble. You're going to be doing strategies and decisions and things further on down the training. And say, for instance, I'm trying to buy a new coat, and I am not aware of the visual for that at all. It's only, I'm sorting for warmth, mm-hmm. how it feels on me and how people are going to comment about it. And then I walk past a mirror and go, oh, crap. This doesn't fit me well, and it doesn't look good. I look like a tank in this coat, but I wasn't considering the visual when I was buying it. So sometimes we end up with a problem if we don't consider all the senses. So it may be a matter of just, again, more experience in helping people recognize. So if there were a picture there, if you had some kind of internal image, what would it be? Or if there were,
okay,
and see with the auditory, because the auditory system is so outside of people's conscious awareness often, you might have to make suggestions about, is there some kind of sounds involved with that you're hearing, or something that you might be saying to yourself? Most people have no idea that internal dialogue and talking to yourself is really auditory. They'll go, oh, it is? How interesting. Yes, Nancy.
Well, you know, he was working with me, and what was really odd was the resourceful state was I was giving a presentation, and I did have some visual and feeling, but there was no sound in this good resourceful feeling that I had. But it is rather odd that I could see myself as, you know, sitting in the room, and I could see myself in the front, but there just wasn't any sound. So, you know, maybe for myself, you know, getting more aware of sound, but maybe there's a reason there wasn't the sound. But would that make sense to keep trying to come up with a sound when there isn't one? I mean, maybe there's something else interesting besides that.
Listening to the context, if you're making a presentation, perhaps you are more associated in it if you're not inside talking to yourself or not aware of the external sounds. Your voice is projecting. That's it. Yeah. It could be a part of the context.
So that could be fine. Right.
There's not anything necessarily wrong with that. Question?
Well, I was going to comment on that. One thing with sound that I've gotten tripped up on, especially working with clients, is there is such a thing as hearing silence. And a lot of times I'm in a resourceful state and I need hearing silence. So whenever I have a person who's struggling with bringing in the sound, I will say, is it silence or is it the absence of sound? It's a very important distinction. And so people will say, oh yeah, you're right, it's silence. Okay, so then we know it's silence.
Silence is the submodality.
No, it's like a vacuum. I don't even hear silence. And then I'll say, okay, well, just bring it in. And if they can't bring it in, I say, what would it be like if you could? And as soon as they bring it in, sometimes that solves the problem. Whatever process I was trying to do, I don't need to go any further. That just bringing in that sound, making them conscious of it, brought in the solution at the same time.
So, but, you know, if lack of sound is calming, that could be a good part of your resourceful state.
Certainly is.
If, you know, that's what feels good.
Yeah. So you go with whatever you get. Yeah. So did you have pretty good success in eliciting submodalities and figuring out how to bring them across?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I actually had a problem with the college.
Okay. Yeah, and we are going to spend a lot of time on ecology. What was the problem? There was an objecting.
Yeah, objecting.
Mm-hmm.
It was protective. Protect me.
Mm-hmm.
And the resource I thought I needed was confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I tested it, and I still wasn't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ran out of time.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got a lot of stuff that you could play with in practice sessions. If any of you ran into ecology, if an ecological concern comes up, and we will get to that, what are all the different ways that you might find out a bit about ecology, and then how do you begin to negotiate what needs to be there to move beyond that ecology issue? Okay, so you have an idea. Okay, good. All right, well, this we're going to, at this point in time, leave submodalities as a separate subject behind, but you will be, again, covering more in other modules. But in terms of official change processes, this is the most in-depth that uses submodalities as the primary change agent. So you're focusing on your thought process. Now, one of the ways to work with ecology when you're doing this process is to say, is it okay to be able to think about this differently? Because that's precisely what we're doing by mapping across. We're not saying you have to change your whole identity. Doesn't mean you have to start liking this person. Doesn't mean anything else, but is it okay for us to have different thought process about it? And usually when you put it in that way, any objecting parts go, oh, that's all it is? We're just going to have a different way of thinking about it? And then, of course, when you know NLP, you go, as soon as you change your thoughts, you change all that other stuff. But yeah. Okay, make sense?
Yeah.